Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 6th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Just open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, it's a show which basically has as its overriding theme the decline of the economy worldwide. And in the first segment, I talk about loss of confidence and how or if or whether the global economy will return at some point to normal operating conditions. Then we'll have a quick look at the stock market. Obviously, I need to talk about that from time to time. And then I will look at various national efforts to combat COVID-19. Obviously, all citizens need to get tested if necessary, and any vaccine needs to be distributed to everyone as fast as possible for free. But of course, the American healthcare system fails at every one of these tasks. So we will have an in-depth look at that. Then I'm going to talk about aspects of the global recession, such as global manufacturing, which will require me to give you a lot of statistics. New orders registered their sharpest decline since April 2009, and just as one statistic out of many, the non-manufacturing gauge also fell to its lowest ever. So it's very serious, ladies and gentlemen. Then I will talk about how the Fed reacts to all this. They're so clueless and truly, truly, profoundly stupid that they really have no idea what they think, what they want to do, or what they want to tell the public. For example, on Tuesday, the Fed announced the fundamentals of the US remain strong. But 1 hour later, they changed their tune and said, risks to the US outlook have changed materially. They have no shame. I mean, they are stupid, moronic, and we just have to roll with the punches. It's too pathetic. Then I'm going to talk about the ways in which the banks of the United States are trying to extricate themselves from the regulations that were put in order to avoid a replay of the financial crisis. And the banks are explicitly leveraging the coronavirus after having already leveraged the repo market to force the Fed by hook or by crook to loosen capital and liquidity requirements. It's so immoral that it's breathtaking in its scope. Then I'm going to talk about the NSA's core metadata program, which cost taxpayers $100 million and provided practically no useful information at all. Rather ridiculous, but there we go. Then we talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton, who has now been ordered to testify under oath for the very first time. Astonishingly, it's taken all these years for her finally to be asked to answer questions under oath on this scandal. We'll see what happens. I give you more statistics on how the transportation orders are plunging. The statistics are really what tell the story, ladies and gentlemen, so I do spend some time emphasizing them. Then I shall end the show with an appreciation, or otherwise, of Jack Welch, ex-CEO of General Electric. His effect on American capitalism was too profound and too destructive to go unmentioned. So I shall spend a good few minutes really giving you the lowdown on the damage that that man did. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you three free shows independently and upon demand so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Please just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, anyway, feel free, select any of three shows from the archives, and if you have no preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows because they give a lot of information about current events, and those current events will be uppermost in your mind, so it gives you a chance to see how I deal with them. So let me just conclude with my contact information. I do have an email address on my Podbean page at the top, but I'll give it to you here anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page as well. You can go to Facebook by going to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin at the Wake Up Call, back again with you on Monday. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.